show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Cliffo and Gabby's Saturday Sideshow. This is the bits that didn't make it to the weekday podcast.
But they're still good. So they're we thought good. There was still a place for them.
And do you hear that? Hear that crisp click of a Post-it note there?
That's a crisp Post-it.
Ooh, that's a crisp Post-it.
I heard Romy and Michelle's dad invented them.
Yes! That was the story, wasn't
yes.
it? Okay, so producer Hayley writes on a Post-it, what is coming up on the Saturday pod? Can you name a movie better than the book?
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a big one.
Because I had a theory that it was just not possible.
Different ways that countries spell sneezing, but not the word sneezing. Like, you know, we say achoo.
Spelling the sound.
But different countries do it differently.
Yeah.
That was my daughter's favourite bit of the week.
Well, I made you act them out, so it was pretty fun.
Last night at home, she was like, can you do the sneezes? So I was like, no. I get paid to do that. That's my job.
Yeah.
So if you don't have any money, I don't work for free.
$50 a minute.
Yeah. Plus, Taylor Swift was voted the worst. Well, she wasn't voted. The proof is there. She was called a climate criminal. More private jet flights than anyone else in the world.
Nearly one a day.
Shocking.
Where is she going?
I don't know.
Just down the shop?
Maybe. Go and get a pint of milk.
Maybe.
Oh, fly down there. It's coming up, guys. This is Cliffo and Gabby's Saturday Sideshow, the extra bits that we didn't get to throughout the week.
Speaking of movies, I went yesterday on a little solo date to the cinema. I love solo dates. I think it's just a beautiful way to spend time with yourself while watching a movie.
I'm not one of those people that is weirded out.
No.
About going to the movies by
it's great.
Myself. In fact, I prefer it.
You can just sit there and immerse yourself and not have to worry about having to, I don't know, disturbing you to go to the toilet or...
Hayley, you won't go to the movies by yourself.
No,
will you?
I don't. Nah. Yeah, I don't go to the movies alone.
I love it. Well, I went by myself because Nev was working on weekend, but not only that, he did not want to see Where the Crawdads Sing, weirdly. He's not into those teen rom-coms. I really wanted to see it. I finished reading the book last week, and so I desperately wanted to go see the movie version of it.
Can I say, this has been one of those things where, like, never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
2 weeks ago, I have never heard of Where the Crawdads Sing. I reckon 2 weeks ago, I heard of it, and
now
I've heard about it
everywhere.
Every day since.
It's everywhere. So it was a book that Reese Witherspoon had in her book club and then loved it so much that she decided for her production company they were going to make it into a movie. So it's a Reese Witherspoon
And you
made
told
movie.
Me that Taylor Swift, loved it so much.
Yep.
She just wrote a song like for the movie and then said to Reese Witherspoon, here's the song.
Here's a song. Because she loved the book so much,
crazy.
And she was like, I wrote a song based on the book. Here it is for the movie. And so I was really keen to go see it. And Taylor Swift's song, love it, was beautiful. It was good. Like, it was good.
The movie was good.
It was good. But I have a theory, and this definitely strengthened that theory, that there is not a single movie in the world that's based off a book that is better than the book. I think if you've read
it's
the book
call.
And then you see the movie, I don't think there is ever an instance where the movie is better.
It's a big call. I am sitting here racking my brain trying to remember the probably 5 or 6 books that I've read that have been turned into movies. Hasn't been that many. It's hard to think of one.
131060. If you disagree with my theory, give us a call because I have seen many a movie based on books. TV shows count as well. So things like 9 Perfect Strangers, that was a book, or Big Little Lies.
That was a rubbish TV show.
That was a book. Twilight. They were
well,
books.
Well, that was all just
50
rubbish.
Shades of Grey. They were books.
The books. The
Harry Potter. They
rubbish.
Were books. I don't know. There's like millions
okay.
out there.
Can I? So I want to float this idea. And look, 131060. Is there anyone out there?
I don't think there is.
You don't reckon there's no one?
No one's going to call.
There's not a single person that can name
a movie that
was better than the book.
No.
So for me, I watched all of the Harry Potter movies, right? And I loved them.
Yeah, the movies are good.
They are sensational movies. Watched all of the movies, and then as an adult, when you know, because I was well into my 20s or whatever when Deathly Hallows Part 1 and 2 came out.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, I've loved this series so much. Going to go back and read the books. Didn't like the books because the books are written for kids.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Didn't like the books.
The books
I would
Harry
have liked
Potter
him if I read them as a kid.
Better. Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I started when I was in grade 5 on the Harry Potter books. Maybe that's why I'm so obsessed
with
them.
They're not books for adults.
They're not books for adults.
No.
Yeah, I feel like that doesn't count because you didn't read them at the time you should have read them. So I'm going to disregard that. 13, 10,
I love it when I make
16.
A point on air that I think's a valid and well thought out point. You're like, I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to disregard that. Shut up.
Well, it doesn't agree with my theory.
You're a scumbag.
So
13, you're a loser. 10,
60. If you can prove my theory wrong, which I don't think anyone will be able to.
Yeah.
Can you name a movie that is better than the book?
13, 10, 60. Lines are clear. Your call's next on Hit. Stacey's here. Stace, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
Do you agree or disagree with Gabby's theory? She has stated that no film ever made is better than the book. Is that true or incorrect?
Well, I have to disagree with just one book.
Okay, what one is it?
It is The Longest Ride.
Oh, okay.
The movie was far better than the book because it made more connection to the old guy than it did in the book.
And is it because, what is his name? Scott Eastwood?
Yeah, Clint Eastwood's son.
Scott Eastwood, was it? He's hot as. Is it Clint because Eastwood's he was in it? Was he's in a bit it. Of eye candy?
That he definitely is.
Yeah, right. That definitely plays a part. Yeah, okay, I feel that.
He's
feel that.
So much hotter than how I pictured that character yeah. in my word mind.
Matt. Totally. Yeah.
Emma's here. Emma, so you can name a movie that's better than the book.
Yeah, 100%. Vampire Diaries.
Oh,
controversial
to
one.
To be honest, didn't even know that was a book.
Yeah, the TV show is 100% better.
All right, it's a book.
Okay, I do like the TV show.
Pretty shitty one, if you ask Emma. Penny's here. Penny, tell us what movie was better than the book.
Well, it's actually not me. It's my girlfriend. She read the Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then when she saw the movie, it was exactly the same.
Oh, so she's saying it's level pegging.
It's level pegging, but I have to agree with you, Gabby. We read Hannibal, and that was nothing like.
Yeah. Okay. I have read all of the Thomas Harris books. Mm. So they're the Hannibal Lecter, Hannibal the Cannibal books.
Yeah.
I would go as far as saying, I think I found one for me. I think Silence of the Lambs, the movie, was better. Yeah. Than the book, because they're very wordy, the Thomas Harris books.
Hard to read.
Yeah.
Hard to read, mate. And you can't just kind of be falling asleep. You've got to concentrate on every word that guy uses.
It's tough.
Kev's here. Kev, what movie was better than the book?
Misery. Stephen King.
Oh, no. Kev. You're right. I haven't read Misery, but I've read It. And it was bloody hard to read. And the movie outweighed it.
Are you telling
me? The new movie, not the old one.
Are you telling me we found Gabby Allgood's theory has been beaten?
Only with Stephen King, though. That's the only exception to my rule right now.
You can't have your theory completely ripped apart and be like, but there's only one. Taylor Swift has been branded a climate criminal.
That's not a title you want.
No. So he's fighting about. And it is pretty damning. It's been revealed that Taylor Swift's private jet took off 170 times in 200 days, despite her not being on a world tour or anything like that.
So she's flying nearly every day?
Most days. She's come out and said, it's not me all the time. Like, sometimes my staff use the jet or whatever, but... fact is, her jet has been in the air 170 times in 200 days. That's over 8 million kilos of CO2. To put it into perspective, Taylor Swift's emissions are 1,184 times more than the average person's yearly emissions. So it's not a good picture.
No.
Fans are now looking at ways that they can offset her emissions.
No.
So the woman with, more dollars
millions.
Or whatever, she's got all these fans, like 16, 17, 18-year-olds going, can we crowdfund it to offset her emissions?
I wish I was that in love with someone that I would that you help would do, to pay.
I don't even pay it myself.
I know.
Do you want to pay $20 to offset this Jetstar flight? No.
That's why I'm going Jetstar. It's cheap.
That's why I'm going Jetstar, because I don't have money. Also making the top list of climate criminals for jet emissions were former boxer Floyd Mayweather.
Oh.
Filmmaker Steven Spielberg.
Really?
He loves his private jet. Kim Kardashian made the top five.
Oh, not shocked. She just bought a new private jet for herself.
And Oprah Winfrey in at number 5.
What's she doing?
Oh, I don't know. Got to get down to
What's her mate's place?
Woolies. Gotta get
down,
or Gales.
Gotta get down to Gales.
Gotta get down to Gales.
But Taylor Swift, although they made the top five, Taylor Swift was number one
by
a country mile, which gets me thinking maybe it's time for her to look at the lyrics of one of her more popular songs. Yeah, my plane's up really high, 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 high. Gonna watch the planet die, 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 die. The view's really good in the sky, 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 sky. Watch my jet take off, jet take off. Driving makes me wanna cry, 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 cry. So I'm not gonna lie, 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 lie. No, I'm still gonna fly, 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 fly. So please don't scoff as my jet takes off. There you go, Tay. You can have those lyrics for free, my friend.
Different people in different parts of the world sneeze differently. This is a report that I found yesterday that really intrigued me because I'm like, what do you mean we sneeze differently depending on where we are in the world? And it's not so much the sound. Like if you play that sneeze again. So I'm sure everyone kind of sneezes similar to that. So the sound of a sneeze is quite common. However, the way we write a sneeze in text changes depending where you are. So here in Australia.
That's you sneeze.
That's
you.
And I sneeze perfectly according to how we spell it here in Australia. Because we spell it achoo.
Achoo.
That's how we'd write it if we were in a novel or if we were in a text or if it was in a comic book.
There's not much I would say that is perfect about you. But you
sneeze is perfect.
A perfect sneezer. That's a... There's the breathe in.
Yeah.
You actually say ah, and then
chew. I know.
Because my wife, she's the worst. She does this... How the freaking hell do you spell that?
Well, that's the thing. So maybe she does have a sneeze from another country. Maybe that's
she's
what
exotic,
she's doing. Maybe she's
wife.
Exotic. So I've actually got how different countries spell out their sneezes.
Right.
And Cliffo is going to act out these sneezes for us according to how they spell them. So in Australia, achoo is exactly how we spell it.
Yeah.
And that's how it would sound. But how about in Greece? How would it sound in Greece?
I haven't necessarily got to read these. I have to
sneeze
them out.
You've
got
to sneeze them. Yeah. So Greece, please.
Okay. Well, this is an easy one.
Yeah.
Apshoo.
Very similar.
APSHOO. Apshoo.
Very similar to Australia.
That's how they spell it in
Greece. That's how they spell it in Greece. China's a little bit different. Go for China, please.
Hanchi. HANCHOO. Hanchi.
What about Japan?
Ooh.
Give it a
go. Hakashon. Hakashon. I sound German.
You're starting to get angrier, which is great because next.
HAKUSHON. Hakashun.
I'm glad you're starting to get angrier because Russia is next. And you're going to really need the aggression for the Russian sneeze.
I refuse to do anything Russian on this show right now. I stand in support of Ukraine. So in Russia. Apchiki! Apchiki!
Okay. And then the angriest language of all. Let's go for German, please. Get angry.
Really? Hachi! Hachi! H-A-T-S.
Oh, my God, you're going to blow a vein.
Hachi! Go to ads. Give me your strepsils. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast on Listener. That's where you can get all of our Memory Monday chats as well, including this week's Gabriella Chilmi. It was in the early noughties. Every radio station in the country was playing this song.
Multiple times a day, multiple times an hour.
Sometimes I think she was like 15.
It was a huge song.
She was super young, and it was huge. She went into how, like, when she turned 18, you know, the record company got, as record companies have over time, a little bit creepy. Tried to over sexualize her and turn her into something she wasn't, and. Yeah, I don't know. She just gave us a lot, I thought, in the interview.
It was a very good chat.
Including talking about the time that a big worldwide superstar, an A-lister, Ed Sheeran, supported her on tour.
Can you believe it?
So back in the day, he actually supported me on tour.
Really?
So, yeah, we were both really young at the time. Do you know what? I should have listened to Ed Sheeran, though, because he... He was really across the whole social media thing. And I had like, at the time I was like, nah, I don't think so. You know, I don't really see that really taking off. Like, why would everybody want to know every little piece?
Yeah.
He kind of knew what he was talking about. But how insane that Ed Sheeran supported her on tour.
Yeah. She knew Ed Sheeran before he was Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
The Ed Sheeran that we know.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many millions of people have his albums and go to his concerts. And it's a crazy thought that, you know, Gabrielle Chilmi. Yeah, but it's a crazy thought that she knew Ed before he was famous.
Mm.
And it got us thinking, and we put this on our socials as well, so you can comment anytime, get involved on our socials, at Cliffo and Gabby on Facey and Insta. But 131060 right now, going to put it out there. Who did you know before they were famous?
And we don't need Ed Sheeran levels of fame.
Oh,
like,
God,
Australian
no.
famous is fine.
I'm happy with,
fine.
Dougie the Pizza Boy
yeah.
from the Pizza Hut totally. Ads like, level of fame.
Maybe you went to school and you were in drama class with Lincoln Lewis.
I like that one.
Maybe that's
you said that
your famous person.
Yesterday when I suggested that we open the phones on this, and I thought that's a good one because he's a Queenslander.
Yeah.
Kind of a bit of an everyman, Lincoln Lewis as well,
I
too.
I think so.
131060. Maybe you went to school with Jonathan Thurston.
Maybe he was terrible in math class.
I reckon JT would have been a bit of a shocker academically, and I'd say that if he was here. Maybe you heard that JT cackle, like, across the playground.
Yeah.
Years
when
before
you're playing
we
handball.
Heard it on Channel 9.
In the courtyard, yeah.
131060. Like, is there anyone listening right now that knew someone before they were famous? And like Gabby has so eloquently put it over there, we have a very, very, very low bar. For fame?
Like Married at First Sight, we want maybe a little bit above that. But we'll take it.
But we'll take it. Look, at this point, you know what? I'm with you. Let's scrap No Married at First Sight. 131060, who did you know before they were famous? She calls next on here. Kevin first up. Kev, who did you know before they were famous?
Actually, I knew two people before they were famous.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
You're a fame whore.
Who were they?
Yeah, one was, they were both sports people.
Yeah.
One was Brett Ogle, the golfer.
Golfer, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Michael Diamond, the archery bloke who went to the Olympics.
I remember that. He won gold, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
There was an Olympics because archery's first up often in the games, and he was the first gold medalist.
What kind of school specialises in golf and archery?
A bloody good one. Brett, who did you know before they were famous?
Casey Chambers.
So did you know her as a kid, or did you go to school with her, or what? How did you know her?
Dodgy fine line. But I see your truth. That's her.
She would have been a
one.
Cool kid.
So good. Sophie's here. Sophie, who did you know before they were famous?
Hey, I knew Lincoln Unit. So he was one of the River Boys on Home and Away, Casey.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
He was the guy who, was with Stephen Peacock.
Yes.
Now Stephen Peacock, he's sort of the only River Boy, isn't
that's
he?
That's the only
he's
River Boy I know.
All of the headlines.
That'd be good. Cool, Home and Away counts.
I mean, that's a very big one. Yeah. Like seeing someone you knew as a kid or whatever on Home
telly.
And Away. Huge. Cameron, who did you know before they were famous?
Ali Brigginshaw. I used to go to school with her.
Oh, NRLW.
NRLW, Maroons and Broncos captain.
Wow. So that's good. Very cool. Was she tackling people in corridors?
Not quite, but yeah, I do know when we were in PE together and we used to play touch footy and she would just carve up. She used to just make
amazing.
Everyone look stupid even back then.
Love that.
And great story, Richard. Thank you so much. We're going to Richard now. Richard to wrap it up.
Yep.
Richard, who did you know before they were famous?
A bloke called Boris Johnson. He was my in-between graduating from Oxford University and becoming mayor of London, and he was a school teacher. He was my English teacher.
You're kidding me!
So when you knew Boris Johnson, did he have the bad hair?
And my teacher.
Well, you knew him if he was a teacher. But was he kind of like the bad hair, bumbling idiot back then?
He's never been a bumbling idiot. That's just a persona.
Okay, well, I'm watching a different Boris Johnson on all of the newscasts I watch, right?
Oh, I need to change those lyrics. I was the champion.
What about this? I'm so
There we go. That's better. That's more appropriate. Yeah, I am a little bit devo this morning because I actually came across a post from one of my friends who had somehow found her school athletics records from primary school and realized she still owned a couple of the records from when she was in primary school. So she's also 34 years old. So we're going back like 20 years, and it was when she was...
We're going back to the 90s.
We're going back to the 90s, and she was in the 10-year girls' age bracket,
yeah,
where she still held the record for long jump and high jump at the athletics carnivals. And I was like, wow, that's impressive.
But it made 20-year record.
That's not bad, hey? And I was like, Congrats. Oh, yeah, I love this, because any money, I still have the record for shot put.
Yeah, this is
back in my day.
This is Gabby's claim to fame, everyone.
Back in the day.
I went to state.
I did. I went to state for shot put in primary
school. It's the one good thing Gabby's done.
I know. I went on the track that Kathy Freeman had just run at the Olympics when I went to state for shot put.
That's kind of cool.
And that's like my thing that I tell everyone. And I had the record at primary school for shot put because I was the best at my primary school. Mm. And then as I got to it was a very small town, very small school. But I held the record. And so I've gone on to my primary school.
Not the sexiest sport. To hold the record.
Yeah.
The shot put's not the most...
I'll admit that.
Flashy.
It's not like...
Of the athletic sports.
No. But it's a record.
Because when I picture a shot put, like when I picture like a hurdler, I picture like, you know,
the chick that does that dance warm up beforehand.
The kind of stuff.
And whereas, she's like real hot.
And I don't know why. When I think things like hammer throw and, you know, shot put and all that sort of stuff, I picture the trunch ball. From Matilda.
And she did love a hammer throw, didn't she? But with children.
She picked up that little girl by the piggy tails.
But it was a record nonetheless, and so I was very proud of it. Do you hold the record?
Not a single record.
So
I can laugh as much as I want.
Yeah, but you don't have a record.
But what have I done with my life?
But I went onto my primary school's website this morning, and I haven't had the record for a very long time. Kira Williams, you little scoundrel. You took my record. Well, she probably didn't take it. It was probably taken many a year ago, and then she is just the latest.
10 times.
Yeah, probably. But 13-10-60, and this might be a reach.
Yeah.
But do you still hold your school record? And it could be primary or high school. It could be athletics. It could be swimming. Maybe it's debating. It could be like, I don't know, anything.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Basketball. I don't know. Whatever it may be, a school record
is all we're
looking
towards athletics and swimming.
That's the main ones.
I think if we're going to get any, that's the main ones.
Yeah.
It's a very, very shallow pool.
I know.
We are swimming in this
morning. Really hoping to find someone because I want to celebrate with you since I can't celebrate me.
There's got to be someone. So Gabby's got this
mate
who has discovered she's still got her school record in...
High jump and long jump.
High jump and long jump.
From when she was 10 years old.
From the
90s. Years ago.
And I kid you not.
Wait, no, 24. Years ago.
I laughed so much this morning because I came in and I went over to your side of the desk because you've got a bad habit of having your headphones too loud and you keep them plugged in.
Oh, yeah.
And when I'm preparing in the morning, I like silence. Yeah. So I have to go over to your side of the desk to unplug your headphones. And I saw that your Bungendore Primary School was open.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's she
what
doing?
What the hell is she
that?
Looking into her primary school for?
What'd she do that for? It all makes sense.
I was
now.
Looking up my record. 13-10-60.
There's got to be someone.
There has to be someone who is still holding on to their school record. Maybe like cross country or something.
Yeah. 13-10-60. Do you, like, are you aware that you still have your school record from either primary school or high school?
Yeah.
I think it's such a shallow pool we're swimming in. We may accept, like, I just had my record
totally.
For a long time.
Yeah, totally. I think I still have it is a good enough answer for us.
Maybe we could Google it and look it up. I don't know. 13-10-60, Breaking Hearts live on the air. Do you still hold your school record on HIT? It's 7:15. Jared's here. Jared, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
Do you still hold a record, Jared?
Yep, 80-meter sprint.
Oh.
80? Do you still hold the record because that's no longer an event?
Yep. Yep, still got it because it's by default. Yep.
That's great.
So Jared,
that's going to be there forever.
Perfect.
I'm hoping so because otherwise if they bring it back, I'm stuffed.
So how long have you had the record for, Jared?
Oh, mate, I'm 38 now, so that was probably when I was roughly 6-8 year old.
So. Yeah, right.
A record only by default, but a record nonetheless.
The event doesn't exist anymore, Jared.
That's great.
A win's a win, mate. You run with it. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back Monday the 5, 6, 7, 8. Monday the 8th of August, guys.
Did you use all your fingers there?
Had to work the date out.
The answer we're giving you this time around for Monday's version of Alpha Bucks is Jaws. And I just need to give a shout out to Hayley.
Producer Hayley, she did well today.
She did a very good picture of a shark on our answer sheet.
One day we're going to have to do it like a little compilation of all her pictures and whack them up on our Insta.
I totally agree.
But Jaws is what you need to remember. So the letter is J, Jaws, your free Alpha Bucks answer for Monday morning on HIT. The HIT Breakfast Show.